Hello and welcome back to Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I'm your host, Damian Farnworth, Chief Content Writer for Copyblogger Media. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for sharing the next few minutes of your life with me. So this is episode 18, and it's called The Exceptional Writers Club. Now, it's a club I'm pretty sure you want to join if you are not already in it. This will be a series of five parts. This is the first part. It's an introduction. It's a brief introduction. And I want to open by reading the introduction I mentioned to you two episodes ago about the article, How to Be an Exceptional Writer. Right? It was the article that I opened up with when I had watched that documentary called It Might Get Loud. I watched it, and there was a scene in the movie, and the moment I saw it, I knew I needed to use it, right? I knew I needed to use it, but it took me about 2 years to find out where and how to use it. So here is how I used it. Like I said, the article is called How to Be an Exceptional Writer. A man and boy sit in an old house crowded with furniture, sunlight, and dust. The man stomps his foot on the hard wood floor. He's wearing a white shirt, a black jacket, and black derby hat. The boy is wearing the identical outfit. A guitar rests on his tiny knee. Tiny fingers grip the strings. Tiny fingers pluck the strings. The man is nodding, rocking as the boy plays. The man is Jack White. The white stripes, the rancatours, and dead weather fame. And the boy? The boy is Jack's younger self. Jack White is one of our best living guitarists, and he is teaching his younger self how to play. And the scene is part of the documentary, It Might Get Loud. Jack White is the youngest of three generations of guitarists showcased. Jimmy Page and The Edge from U2 are the other two, but it doesn't matter. The best part of this film happens in this old house crowded with furniture, sunlight, and dust. It happens when Jack White is teaching his younger self how to play the guitar. It happens when Jack White says, "You have to fight the guitar, and you have to win." I love that. That's an incredible piece of advice for playing guitar, for writing. And for life, right? It's back alley wisdom, a tip you might get from an older brother in a vacant lot before your first fist fight. You have to fight. You have to win. The reason I like this so much is it reflects the essence of the battle for attention online, right? Overcoming obscurity and conquering neglect. It's a war of attrition. See, when everyone has a voice, no one has a voice. So you have to fight. You have to win. You have to subdue. The victory goes to the last man or the last woman standing. And that's the essence, right? In other words, fight until you win. Perseverance. This really is the key. And there's hope. Right? There's hope of conquering obscurity, but you have to fight. And it could take you 3 months, it could take you 3 years, but the path to being an exceptional writer takes time. It's not enough just to fight, though, either, right? You don't become one of the greatest living guitarists without a little strategy, a little technique, a lot of knowledge, and a pinch of flair, right? These are the things that make guitarists world famous. The things that also make writers legendary. So next week, we'll look at how these four categories can help you become an exceptional writer. There'll be one podcast devoted to each, to strategy, to technique, to knowledge, to flair. So stay tuned for that. But I want to ask you a question, right, before we close. And you know what else can help you become an exceptional writer? Attending our Authority Rainmaker live event this May in beautiful Denver, Colorado at the exquisite Ellie Calkins Opera House. This opera house is something else, right? The pictures online are stunning. They're beautiful. It's a place that, you know, makes you want to sing opera, right? Now, I can't sing opera, and I'm not going to sing opera. I'm going to save you from that because I believe I would get a lot of unsubscribes if I did that. But the lineup of speakers, there might be an opera singer among them. Dan Pink? I don't know. Henry Rollins, possibly. The fascination aficionado Sally Hogshead? Could be. Chris Brogan? Dan Sullivan? No. Anne Hanley, maybe. Sean D'Souza? Our very own Brian Clark, Sonia Simone, Pamela Wilson, Jared Morris. I'm not sure if we have any good singers. Robert Bruce, who will be there, might be able to sing opera for us. We'll have to see if we can con him into doing that. Anyway, this event is a one-track graduate-level education in online marketing, right? Traffic, design, conversion, writing, it's all there in 2 days. 2 days of speakers, Thursday and Friday. But you got to register if you want to go. And you can register at rainmaker.fm/event. That's rainmaker.fm/event. So here's a postscript, right? It's Friday, March 20th, about 11:07 when I'm recording this. And I took a break in between recording podcasts. Because what I do, my strategy is I write the scripts on Wednesday, and then Friday I do the recording sort of in batch. So I do a week's worth of shows every week, and I do them in batch. But in between recording episode 17 and episode 18, I checked my email, and at this point we are a week in after launching the Rainmaker FM podcast network. I got an email in my inbox. It was the Rainmaker FM Digest, weekly digest. It talks about all the show. Jared Morris, he wrote it. Jared and I co-host the lead podcast, and we worked very closely together at CopyBlogger, but he wrote the weekly digest, and I have to say, okay, he made me cry because he said in the email that stop listening to the rough draft because it is a smashing success. And I have a hard time saying that because I'm not one to gloat or to preen. But when I read that and the kind words that he said and the success that I've seen with rough draft, that we've seen with the whole network, in fact, but with rough draft in particular, I cried. And for those of you who know me, I don't do that easily, but Jared did make me cry, even though he did tell you to stop listening to the rough draft. I was touched and humbled, and I just wanted to say thank you. I wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And to be honest, you know, when I get good news like that, it just makes me want to work harder. It forces me, it drives me to want to make this show that much better. So thank you. Thank you so much for what you've done. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your reviews. Thank you for your ratings. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your comments. And most importantly, thank you for your attention. I do not take it for granted. Until next time, take care.